Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
I don't care where you work. It doesn't matter what you do for work. Here's something that at some point during our career, we've all wanted to do. Some of us want to do it on a consistent basis. But nobody. No, I don't care what job you have. This is one thing. I don't even know if it's in the handbook at jobs. Because it's kind of like one of those unwritten rules that you're supposed to know, not to do. You're not allowed to beat the crap out of one of your customers. In case you didn't know that, you might just be starting a new, you know, getting into the workforce and stuff. And maybe you've been working from home. And you're like, oh, I got to start going in, meeting people and stuff like that. You're not allowed. And look, I know there are times you want to.
It might be legal.
Like I said, it might be daily for some people. But you're not allowed to beat up your customers. Somebody didn't tell this guy in Norton that because he was a landscaper on a golf course. And apparently one of the golfers hit the guy's lawnmower with a golf ball while the dude was on it. And he didn't like that. So he punched the golfer in the face.
Oh, damn.
I would love if somebody had a video of that. But yeah, the golfer said it was an accident. The employee claimed the golfer deliberately hit the lawnmower with the
aimed
golf ball.
For him.
And yeah, and you know what? I believe the landscaper because I have friends who used to work at golf courses and they were like, yo, those golfers are son of a bitches because I know that they're aiming for me with the golf ball so they can be like, oh, dude, I didn't mean it. I didn't know. Sorry about that. But he could tell because he was like, there was times that it was like, come on, man. That ball, all of a sudden that ball's coming really, really close to me when you were hitting it completely in a different direction a little bit earlier. So the question is, I mean, I don't think anybody in here, well, I know you haven't, Pebbles. I know you haven't, Melissa. But Leroy, you've had a lot of different jobs. Have you ever gotten to a physical altercation with a customer? I can't believe you're thinking about it.
I mean,
like it's a possibility.
I can't believe you're thinking about it.
I got to think about that one.
Really?
Physical? No. I mean, an argument, yelling back and forth. No, actually, like fisticuffs? No.
Everybody gets an argument. I'm talking about a physical altercation.
No.
With a customer.
I feel like you see that every day on social, like on WorldStar at least. Like, it gotta be like something through a drive through or, you know.
It's beautiful.
Anybody in sales, like, there's gotta be something. And I hate that saying the customer is always right. Cause I used to work in the food industry before I started working in radio. And
they're not.
They're really not. Like, I'll be honest, the customer's always an a-hole.
They're not.
Like, seriously, I can't get over that. That's not true.
You know why they're a-holes? Because they know that you're not allowed to assault them.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's why I was saying earlier it should be legal because, listen, people think they can get away with it.
They'd be like, excuse me, ma'am. I hate to bother you.
Seriously.
But I asked for no cheese. You know what? I'll just have it. Yeah. You're having a rough day. I will just eat this burger, even though I'm allergic to cheese. And I forgot to bring my EpiPen.
People just think they get away with anything without any repercussions. That's the problem.
Hi, Michelle. Who'd you get into a fight with or who did you witness?
So I actually used to work at an oil change place. And I was one of the girls that was in the pit. So you used to hear, like, people's voice telling, you know, pan off, whatever. So the customer had pulled in with their car and they heard that I was a female. So he was like, is that a bee working on my car?
No!
Yes. Mm-mm. And they were like, can I speak to the manager? Guess who's the manager? Me. So I come upstairs with the biggest wrench ever, ready to just wail on this man. And all my guys were like, oh, like, no, wait. He's like, oh, I don't know. What is she going to do? Scare me? I looked at that Porsche and just started slamming on that car with that wrench.
What?
And I was like, I got your beat right here. Yep. And I just started going to town on that car. Then they turn around, and he's like, oh, I'm going to sue you. I was like, no, you nicely, voluntarily threatened me. And all my guys were like, yeah, I did see you, like, thrust at her, and she had no choice. It was awesome. And you know what? I actually seen that customer, like, maybe 2 months later, and he had a drop-top Porsche. And I nicely had, like, some milkshakes in my hand. I poured it all in his interior.
Okay. Wait, did you get fired?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Okay, that was just a
joke.
Right.
These stories sound amazing. It makes but it makes me think that you are like the worst ex-girlfriend in history. Steve, what happened with you?
So I was a server, and this after the whole night of this table giving me crap, they sent their food back twice. Their bill was like $100-something. They left me 12 cents. And usually I'm good. But I couldn't handle it. I followed them outside of the restaurant.
Oh, my God.
And as they're pulling off, I whipped the 12 cents right at the back of their car. Luckily, they never came back. I kept the job for a couple months, but I wound up quitting.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
12 cents. You might as well just leave nothing.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.